You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 yo. The Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. You got your homie, Juss.
And you got Garn.
That's right. We're here, man.
The
We're
daddies are here.
The daddy. Daddy's home.
We're the true daddies. Not that fake daddy. Sorry. Shout out, Vince.
Shout out, Vince. Shout out, Pornhub Poppy. You know what I'm saying? It is actually going to be his birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's going to be his birthday Monday. So, you know.
What is he? Is he like 18?
Get No, it's going to be, I don't know his age, to be honest.
Oh, okay. 20.
But I know he's legal.
Oh, legal to vote or legal to drink?
legal to do everything above.
Oh.
Yeah, legal to do everything above.
He's older than 25. He can buy insurance. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, there you go. But yeah, shout out to you, homie. Shout out to Vince. You know what I'm saying? Also want to send a shout out to Smackin' and Raw. They've been kind of like letting me be on their show. You know, they let Charlie be on their show. We got to get back you on the show and Jay. So shout out to Smackin' and Raw.
Has Jay ever been on that show?
Jay has never been on that show.
What a hater.
Because, you know, due to scheduling sometimes, you know, is a reason.
That's true.
But, yeah, we need to get Matt and Vince down in the studio.
For sure. Now we have to get them now in the studio because we're doing a pilot here.
We're doing a little pilot. We are actually recording ourselves on TV. You know what I'm saying? YouTube. Well, not on TV. I'm sorry. Camera. We're using the camera.
Yeah.
YouTube or whatever platform we decide to put this on, you know, OnlyFans, Pornhub.
Yeah,
you know.
So we could flick off Charlie all three cameras here right now. Shout out, Charlie.
Shout out to Charlie. No, but you know, we're here. We want to do an episode. I got my man Garn. Yo, let me ask you a question. What kind of wrestling fan were you today?
Ooh.
Or this week?
Okay, you have to be a little bit more specific, but am I like casual fan?
Were you a casual fan? Were you like I'm the know-it-all fan? I was kind of like I'm a sweaty diehard fan, or were you kind of like I'm advertising wrestling?
Type of fan. Well, I had an instance where I felt like I was like an educator, like a preschool educator, like someone who's
okay.
Because I had an instance at work. At work, there's not that many people who are wrestling fans. So there'll be moments where, this is kind of overlaps to the last call news. One of my friends is, one of my coworkers, he's a friend now, he was talking about, he's like a big fan of the Twisted Metal series. We found out that Samoa Joe
is
going to be the physical form of Sweet Tooth.
Physical, you're right, right.
And he was like, who's this guy? You know, so because he has never seen wrestling.
He
in
didn't
his
know
life.
Who Samoa Joe was.
This is when I'm like, oh, Professor Garn turns it on.
Right,
all right,
right.
I need you to watch Impact, Ring of Honor versus CM Punk this day. You know?
Gave him the whole encyclopedia of Samoa Joe's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, I wouldn't say educator. Maybe I'm a forced tutor. Like he didn't expect it.
Yeah.
So I was tutoring him on who this guy is, who Samoa Joe is.
You were pointing him in the right direction.
Yes.
Basically.
Oh, guidance counselor.
Counselor I can take that. You were showing him the path of the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The way.
The way.
The way.
For me, I've been kind of like that obsessive toy wrestling fan because.
Like Zack Ryder?
I'm not that hardcore. Because I wouldn't like do a show about the toys that I have.
But
I mean, in a kind of low key sense, like there's some people that know, like Katie and Kyle and a couple others know that I lost my Razor Ramon's chain for my little Hasbro figure.
Oh,
I know, and I can't find it. It's in the room because like I know we recorded that day. It's in the room somewhere, and I just can't find it anywhere.
It's like a loose chain.
Yeah, it's like a loose chain. It's like a chain that goes on the toy. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. It's a chain that goes on the figure, and it's a little one, because you know how small the Hasbro's ones are. So it's like, I'm trying to find it. And like...
If it's gone forever, you know how much it expense, how expensive
don't,
it is?
Don't, like, I don't, want, I don't want to know that, because that's going to even hurt me more. But
oh, man.
I know, the fact that it's Razor Ramon, too. Like, it's kind of
Yeah.
And it's a nice accessory piece, you know. because it's something they always took off. And
like,
you know,
I was thinking also, I'm like, besides that educator thing, I felt very casual fan this whole week, this week, or probably last week too,
because
I don't know, wrestling wasn't like.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Let's talk about it. We haven't been around. Well, I mean, we haven't done a show in a while, in a long time.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, what in wrestling from the last time we recorded till now is, like, basically catching your attention or not, or at least catching your attention?
Well, at least definitely is WWE overall, in my opinion. Like, just the fact that, you know, once those titles merged, with and then Roman Reigns is
unification.
Unification. It's like the main title is not a factor anymore, or hasn't been a factor in a while.
True.
You know, like the last pay per view main event is just the title wasn't on the line. You know,
right? Well, even tonight
it's
Hell in a Cell. The title's not on the line either.
No, it's not. And he's not wrestling, is he?
No, he's not wrestling.
Exactly.
Either.
So it's like,
I don't think any of the titles are on the line at all. Well, the women's, Bianca Belair's title.
And also, when was the IC and US title ever on the line at a pay-per-view lately? When was the last time?
I don't know. But the US title is on the line tonight, right?
I think tonight. But IC title.
IC title hasn't been defended in like...
I don't think it hasn't been defended in a pay-per-view in a while.
In like forever, man.
Not. I meant in a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I'm like, I find the IC title more prestigious than the US title.
Sure.
Yeah, US title, but, you know.
Well, let me ask you that question. For us, for our generations, mostly the 90s kids, the IC title is like more prestigious. But now, like the mid 2000s, like some of those kids might look at the US title a little bit more prestigious.
Those kids are stupid.
AKA fuck them kids. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's like a generation. But what else is wrestling? I mean, AEW, you feel AEW more?
AEW, I've been feeling, obviously, because their roster just keeps growing.
Okay.
Maybe growing too much. It's a little scary.
Yeah, I mean, especially what was going on. I mean, we could talk about the MGF promo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we could talk about that. I mean, like, you know, it's definitely catching waves. It's catching people's attention. Whether it's a work or a shoot. I mean, the best part is like there's some realism involved.
Especially
you know?
When you have a lot of comparisons to CM Punk's pipe bomb, it's like,
yeah.
And to be honest, it's just as good as that pipe bomb.
Just as good.
Just as good, because with MJF, you don't really know.
Well, what would you grade it?
What the his
MJF's pipe. Like if CM Punk's is like an A++.
Oh.
What would MJF's be?
It's an A minus, B plus.
Okay, I was gonna say that because I think the Punk one was a little bit more organic.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't advertised that you're gonna hear.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly. With CM Punk's, he just spoke. It felt like he just walked in on it.
Yeah.
Instead of being announced that
like you're gonna be given a time slot right
to do
exactly.
that. Yeah. He actually it looked like he took the time slot away from somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was getting counted down.
Yeah,
you know
that. No, at the pipe bomb was during that R-Truth and Cena match.
Yeah, it was like at the end.
He was just taking Cena's thunder, and also
basically
the placement of it too of that promo. I would feel like it should have been at the end.
MJF's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the second. You know.
Well, you know they wanted to catch those people. You know they wanted to catch like the viewership. I think is like high at that time, like the 8 o'clock time slot or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's always like the prime time for whatever,
yeah,
you know,
true.
And they wanted to catch that wave.
You could also catch that wave if you started in Dynamite instead of Rampage.
True. Also. So,
yeah,
but, you know, they always want to start the first hour hot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when 8 o'clock hit, they want to start that next hour hot too. Yeah.
But the good thing with MJF's promo is obviously he blurs the line completely over his real life.
Yeah.
So you don't... In actuality, it seems like he's just being a jackass and all that stuff, but you don't really know, truly know.
Yeah.
You know, that it's his real, it's real life in a way, because he blurs that line so much so that it's like maybe MJF kind of has identity crisis of.
Also, too, because he's been planting the seeds.
Yeah.
Like he planted the seeds on Twitter. about how he's unhappy. Like a couple promos ago, he talked about Bruce Pritchard and mm-hmm. Vince McMahon and WWE. And then like the day of the whole no-show part, mm-hmm. the no-show part. So that, I mean, all the seeds were planted basically for the, you know, pipe bomb, you want to say pipe bomb. Yeah. But like, I think that's why I give it an A-minus too, like you're saying, because like the CM Punk, like none of that happened.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a straight promo shoot, you know. So A+, I mean, it was good. He said some pretty good things in there too.
I'm just more wanting to know what's the payoff at the end of this. That's really, because CM Punk's payoff was really good when it went all the way to Money in the Bank.
Yeah, and they gave him the title.
He ran with it.
You have
no idea what, if that title is going to be gone or he might come back.
Interim.
Yeah.
I mean, does that just mean like visible belt? Like invisible belt? Invisible title?
Yeah, I get, you know, it's just like a fill-in title
before
the real title.
Now, do you think that was a Punk thing? He's like, he doesn't want the title be taken off of him.
Well,
like, do you think that was like a personal thing? Like, he wants to leave it on him? Because, you know, people always say like Punk is always kind of hard to work with.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that was a thing that like, because Tony Khan is like, okay, go ahead, do whatever you want.
If the TNT title did not happen like that too, because the TNT title did happen as an interim too.
Yeah, that's true.
If that didn't happen, I might have followed.
Yeah, you would have looked at it that way. Okay.
But since that happened, they had an interim TNT. And then they had a TNT champion, and they actually battled for the champion.
True. Okay.
I think they're following that formula already, too. They're trying to follow more like UFC as well. That's how it works in the
world there. I just thought they might go with a traditional vacant title.
Oh, yeah, just vacant title and then have a tournament to fill who wins it.
Kind of like, remember when Will Ospreay went out?
Will Ospreay did the
title,
that.
So they had like a little tournament for that.
You could also say CM Punk, because they did that with
CM Punk as well.
Even though they kind of punked out Rey Mysterio at the end of that.
Oh, that little, I forgot what the name was.
Cena took his title, right?
Yeah, Cena took his title. It was like that weird,
that's a weird transition.
No, it was a weird match. It was called like a... I don't know. It's like whoever gets pinned last basically is the champion, right?
No.
What was that, the one or no?
No, well, oh, you mean a gauntlet match?
Yeah, was it the gauntlet match?
It wasn't a gauntlet match, I don't think.
No, okay.
I thought it was a tournament. That was a tournament.
No, I think you're right. I'm getting confused. Getting confused with other things.
That, I don't know. Has a title been changed under gauntlet rules, Matt?
I thought there was one thing. I thought Rey Mysterio got a title by doing that.
By gauntlet?
Oh. By gauntlet, and then John Cena pinned him. Something like that. I had to look it up.
Oh, there has to be. I'm having a brain fart right now.
Yeah, I can't remember either, too.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, like, we had In Your House.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What'd you think? Did you enjoy it?
It's kind of weird for me with...
Did it feel like...
It feels...
NXT, you know? Did it feel like a regular NXT episode?
Well, it's kind of weird because this is like the first NXT pay-per-view where it's like...
Premium events.
No, it's premium events, obviously.
No.
But it's like, it's kind of weird not to see like your usual guys. You know, Ciampa.
Oh yeah, Nagano. Yeah.
This felt like
there's no black and gold.
No.
Roderick Strong count?
He wasn't involved in it. So
no, I think it was just backstage.
Yeah, that's about it. But. It felt weird that I did not see like an NXT vet in a way.
True.
But in terms of talent, there was a couple of good matches in there, like the Gang Warfare, obviously. Bet you Matt and Vince are just like having such
about Legado Fantasy. Legado joining up Tony D.
The turf war of this year.
I enjoyed that match. You know.
Yes, I enjoyed Los Pericos versus versus FBI.
Hell no.
Yes.
What's it called? Carmelo Hayes, right?
Carmelo
and Cameron
Hayes.
Grimes.
Yeah, that's a solid. They always said they're gonna have a solid match, and then with Sika hiding in the back, it's like okay, they're gonna. Just rotate those three, and plant something on there.
Yeah,
you know? So they have that going on really well.
How weird to have a camera right behind you while you're watching something, though.
Oh, yeah. It's kind
of that's like, you know, make sure the back of your head is like, because the back of his head looked like sprouts, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, like,
it makes me want to feel like eating salad kind of sprouts.
All I was going to say is, like, for me, I'm kind of happy that Carmelo Hayes got the title because, you know, Melo don't miss. But I think that the one-on-one matchup between Solo Sokolo is probably a little bit better than, like, having Cameron Grimes in there. Because we already seen the triple threat.
Yeah,
so why not have it with Carmelo Hayes and Solo Sokolo?
Mm-hmm.
And no offense, I kind of agree with Matt. I'm feeling Solo Sokolo right now. Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe 2.0.
Yeah, essentially. It's like Samoa Joe with a little Miro. A little bit.
I mean, I guess you could say his intensity.
Yeah.
But then again, Samoa Joe never fought without... No, he did, right? He did fight without... Just on feet, right?
No,
he did?
Not really. Not really.
Not
really.
Okay.
Not really.
Actually. I mean, he comes. Samoa Joe has a towel. He has a towel.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? His hair was dyed at one point. Same.
Still. You know? Kind of has a mullet. Yeah.
The only thing missing is the beads. The puka beads. The puka shells. 2004, 2005?
Hey, you had a pair. I had one.
Oh, come on. We all did.
We were all Samoa at one point.
Well, every time I eat breakfast, man, Spam and eggs, I'm kind of, you know, a little bit. But yeah, I mean, like, for the most part, like, mostly WWE, AEW, New Japan, like, I'm all feeling everything about wrestling. But at some point, like, don't you think it's just too much, though?
Yeah, for sure. Especially,
and then, like, when you talk about when you also incorporate, like, the indie scene as well, it's, like, a lot of wrestling.
It is.
Like, do you consider wrestling right now mainstream?
It's funny.
It still feels like it's, like, that thing that you don't know about.
Yeah, it's still niche.
Right, it's still niche, yeah.
I don't know why, because especially when you have network channels fighting for pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And then now.
And then on a weekly schedule, they're on four times throughout the week.
Yeah.
You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and Fridays.
And then more companies are coming in now with possible more TV deals. Like,
I think. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay, I don't know about him with a TV deal. Maybe in the Southern California TV deal.
In the area.
Local channels. Women of Wrestling.
Oh, Women of Wrestling. Yeah, I just saw that.
Well, Jeannie Buss has money, so it's like... she has like... And then they were talking... I remember hearing it from... Renee Young's podcast?
Uh-huh.
She had an interview with AJ because she's an executive producer now.
Yeah, AJ Lee.
Yeah. And now they're talking like how Jeannie Buss just got a deal with CBS to be on like two. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah, like a CBS deal.
So WOW might be on CBS?
Well, like
or CBS like their app, like CBS
affiliated like branch. You
branch.
Know?
Okay.
So not necessarily like the actual channel CBS. But it could be on CBS affiliated channels.
Yeah, okay,
That whatever they own.
Or like exclusive to the app, you know, whatever app they have.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's Paramount.
Are they a part of,
I think it's, something like that. It's one of those plus.
Plus,
Discovery Plus, I don't know.
But yeah, so that's interesting too because, you know, they're making moves and they only been around for like, what, four months?
Well... the reiteration of it, it's 4 or 5 months, but then they've been there technically a while. It's just, I think Jeannie bought them.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
NBA news.
NBA news. But go ahead.
Game two is on tonight.
Game two. We'll talk about that for a little bit. Yeah, but ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, but WOW, like, I think they're doing things. They got Shaw Guerrero as like the ring announcer. They have a couple of good people that are like up and coming.
We don't know if Tessa Blanchard's gonna be there.
Sour Chan. I don't know about her. Chan, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's gonna be interesting because
Crimson Chin.
Crimson Chin.
Do you remember her from what's that? Is it Powerpuff Girls? No, that's Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, that's yeah. Oh,
yeah. You know,
from their superhero spinoff.
Yeah. She don't. She looks like just like her.
The Crimson Chin.
Yeah. Shout out to Young Kings. But yeah, I mean, honestly, like they're doing things that are pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's a lot of wrestling. MLW.
Yeah.
Is on. You know, and then of course like all the independent scenes that are out.
Well, it's a good thing now because. With wrestling being gone for 2 years, essentially, it's nice to see an influx of new companies trying to step up.
True, because at this point now, you're kind of like, everyone's kind of knows who's who. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of waiting for like another star to come up from the indies. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I guess you could still say there's a couple out there, like Trey Miguel, which we saw at Royal Wrestling. But like, he's on Impact, so does that really consider in the indie scene?
It's kind of weird. Impact is kind of like in between. It's like NWA too.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot about it.
You know, but yeah, there's a lot of competition out there. A lot of new talent. I'm pretty excited to see. Can't wait for like all these indies to really step up, especially what's coming up soon. So
let me ask you a question: Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
You excited about it or not?
I was.
You're on the fence.
I was excited until that CM Punk got hurt. Because I was like, oh, Tanahashi.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But I guess I wonder how they're going to sort that out. I'm excited.
Me personally, I don't know how to feel. I'm kind of like 50-50 on it. Only because, like, one, like, we don't know what the matches are.
Yeah.
Right? And then two, like, I kind of wasn't really feeling how it was announced.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you had the president of New Japan come out. And it looks like he has a microphone and he's about to make the announcement. But instead of him making the announcement, Adam Cole makes the announcement about Forbidden Door. Mm-hmm. And then Jay White comes out and furthers, you know, saying how, like, we're going to have this as a thing and blah, 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 and all that. It's like already that's kind of like a sign of, like, who's really in control of this whole event. Is it AEW? Is it New Japan? Or is it just they're just going to be using New Japan? Because every time I see a New Japan wrestler on AEW, they always take the pin.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's kind of like if you don't know anything about New Japan and like you're in a crowd of people and they're like, oh, such and such is here and blah, 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 but they lost. Does that make you want to go tune in to like their promotion? You know, they're just like taking the pin all the time.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What would change your mind? Like if
not them getting the pin,
not other than but that.
Or maybe a disqualification, or AEW could always do that thing that they always did, like have the time go out.
Okay, and then just call it a draw.
Just call it. You know,
because
it's like who's gonna take the pin? Okay, let's say it's CM Punk and Tanahashi. Who's gonna take the pin?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know? if it's AEW, there. It's not going to be Punk.
Yeah, I couldn't see Tanahashi. Even in Punk's prime, I couldn't see Tanahashi taking the pin. Mm-hmm. You know? But then again, knowing CM Punk how he is about tradition, he might take the pin anyway, you know?
Or he could, you know, they could twist it around. There's always possibilities, like, storyline-wise to build on that.
True.
Like, he could, you know, he... Remember, like, I think after he won the title, he was celebrating with FTR kind of deal.
Oh,
Maybe he'll start his own faction. Interfere.
Right.
Become heels.
Or MJF interferes.
Or MJF interferes. You know, to
further their storyline.
It depends. It depends on the matchups and which talent. We don't know which talent's going to come in.
Yeah.
For all we know, it's going to be, like, Dave Finley. We don't know, you know.
See, like, For me, that's why I was kind of on the fence of buying the ticket. They all kind of like sold. A lot of the tickets sold, but there's still some tickets available.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if Okada's on the card.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If like, you know, Sonata's on the card, Ishii, right?
Kenta
would be great, you know, which they've teased many times, you know.
Kenta versus Punk. Would have been good.
I know there's a lot of people were hoping for. I kind of wanted to see Kenta versus, like, Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
Or have something totally opposite, have Evil versus Bryan Danielson.
That would be good too.
Something totally opposite.
Anything Bryan Danielson with anyone in New Japan roster would be very
Would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. There's There's no Dan, bad
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, Brian Anderson can wrestle anybody.
Yeah,
doesn't
no,
matter.
No bad choice.
No bad choice.
Will be like Will Ospreay. You know, that'd be crazy.
See, like Wardlow go against Jeff Cobb.
Oh, that'd be
you know that'd yeah. be dope. You know.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun. A lot of fun. See, there's
see those are like
you could create
actually Forbidden Door matches yeah. that I think.
Yeah, but now we need to know who they're going to be. For all they know,
oh man,
all,
you know who they're going to be.
For all, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. For all you know, they could toss in like I'm trying to think.
Chase Owens,
Dave Finley,
Juice Robinson. I heard is injured, so he can't participate. I know it sucks. That sucks. He just became part of the Bullet Club, and he's the new U.S. title holder, right?
He's one of the most luckiest people in the world.
Oh, dude, that ass.
Yeah.
Toni Storm.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm telling you, she is.
Oh, man. What a lucky guy.
Yeah, and Joliet's old, man. He's Joliet's from here. Joliet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out. But, like, those are, like, why I'm, like, kind of on the fence about going to Forbidden Door.
You know, but...
It would be cool to be there, but...
To be honest, too, also, even though they say they advertise as Forbidden Door, too, you've technically seen, like,
yes.
different matchups yes. from of Forbidden Door. Warrior Wrestling does it.
Yep.
And...
Well,
speaking of Warrior Wrestling, they have an event right across the street.
Yeah,
from there.
Malcolm X College, which is literally across the street from United Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they have their own event.
I'm not gonna lie, they might have a better show.
They might,
because you know, if you look at it in our standpoint, like they kind of already had Forbidden Door. If you remember Windy City Riot,
yes,
like they had a lot of New Japan Pro wrestlers that are like you know at the upper echelon of the card. Like, you know, they had Guerrilla Destinies there. Mm-hmm. They had Will Ospreay going against Jon Moxley, which was a dope match. So they had a lot of people on that card.
And then from AEW, they had Brian Cage, Dante Martin.
Right.
Wait,
hold on. Is Brian Cage still part of?
Yeah, he's still in AEW. I think they haven't used him because they might tweak it. They might have him go into the Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Because I think
Thunder Rosa has been seen more than Brian Cage, which is not saying a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thunder Rosa goes to Warrior Wrestling a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, we see her every time we go to Warrior Wrestling.
Yes, for sure.
You know, but.
For sure. But, yeah. Oh, Warrior Wrestling's lineup is going to be good. So.
Yeah.
Shout out to Warrior Wrestling.
Shout out to Warrior Wrestling. Yep.
For those who listen out there, check them out because they're like.
They're good.
They're like a young Ring of Honor.
Like, yeah, what I would say like 2002-ish Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Like, minus all the, unorganized shit that they used to do, but.
They still have that's a lot of unorganized stuff.
Hey, Ring of Honor? I mean, Warrior Wrestling?
Oh, well, it's still.
One time we went to the gym, there was no air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
We had a good time.
We had a good time.
We drank some of Rock's tequila there.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
That is smooth as shit, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
Shout out to Charlie for bringing that, too, by the way.
Yes.
I hope it's set up like that, too.
Oh.
Where you can bring your own chairs.
I'm pretty sure because
Char texted me earlier that you could buy a makeshift table.
Oh.
With the chairs connected. So I was like, I might buy that for us if we go.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I think we have a foldable table.
We can fold, but somebody just got to bring the drinks.
Sneak in the drinks.
Yeah.
Drinking in the parking lot.
Wait, it's not BYOB? I thought it was BYOB.
Well, technically, we weren't supposed to bring.
Oh, we weren't supposed to. Oh,
nope. Why did Charlie put it in a?
I thought he was just doing it to do it. I didn't think it was actually a thing.
You're not supposed to bring alcohol.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, like. Sasha and Naomi, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been talked about a lot, but it's kind of like on the same lines of what MJF is talking about, like wrestlers who are feeling unappreciated by their mm-hmm. workplace, you know, whether it's being paid or being creative, like why do they feel like the people that's been there, the work the hardest and been there the longest and put in the most effort and, you know, who are basically cash cows for your promotion, why do they feel, basically unappreciated?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Sasha Naomi thing was one of the things because she was supposed to be in the match with Charlotte, but it got moved because of Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of something that MJF was talking about, that, you know, he feels he's owed money, he should be negotiating for a new deal, but every time that they have not done that, they paid CM Punk, they paid for Daniel Bryan, they paid for Ruby Soho, all these other people, you know? So, like, you hate to hear, like, wrestlers like them feel underappreciated by basically what they're helping make.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And that's, their situation's a lot different, too, comparative to, like, I think it's just also is different because it's women doing it, not like a main event man. Because Austin did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And he, you know.
And he was, like, kind of celebrated.
He was celebrated for it. But
and
now,
then, like, it's a woman doing it. It's kind of like, why are you doing that?
Black women, too.
Right. That's
that's
like
the tough part.
See, because like I was kind of brought up this before, like there has never been a time where Sasha and Naomi, that level of a women's wrestler, has walked out or choose to walk out. So like we're kind of seeing something new at this point, and like whether it's like whatever, they should be able to give out their grievances.
Yes,
know?
For sure, they have the right to.
Exactly.
And it's just unbelievable how much backlash they're getting too.
Yeah, and then it's like why.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's like if they're unhappy at their current work environment, they're allowed to express it in any way, shape, and form. You might not agree with the method they're doing it, but you have to feel for them in a way, because everyone feels that same way. It's just different from them because it's women,
right? That and like you're on TV. And, you know, you're getting, like, paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like it's weird to say, but sometimes it's not about that.
Or are they getting paid a lot more money than they should?
They're getting underpaid. Yeah.
In a way, which is possible. That's very likely, especially.
It could be possible, but I don't see how Sasha could be not getting paid. I mean, she signed a new deal, like, not that long ago. And I know she gets residuals from some of the merch that she sells. Naomi though, I can see why she walked out, you know, doing all those like bogus ass storylines with Sonya Deville. You know, she should have walked out a long time ago because that was being dragged on for a long time. And I know some people would be like long term booking, but like damn, you know, that long. And then really what was the payoff too?
Yeah, exactly. She got the tag team titles, but they're, I think they're also upset with just the usage of the tag team.
Yeah, that's another thing, too.
It's just a side, secondary.
It doesn't even mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning. It's the sad part.
Exactly.
No established women tag teams. And WWE is not really promoting a women's tag team.
Yeah.
Like, I remember listening to Corey Graves' podcast. He mentions, like, there's no women's tag team that's, like, LOD.
Yeah, like at the level of that popularity.
Level of popularity where it's like once they enter the room, they're like, holy crap, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that kind of came close was Golden Role Models with Bayley and Sasha.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, it wasn't like...
It's a different era.
It was a different time.
With the COVID time.
And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and... Still, even after that, there's only at that time it's just Billy Kidd.
Oh yeah, the Iconics, yeah.
And what they talk and a bunch of throwaway teams like Alyssa Bliss
and Nikki Cross. Yeah,
you know, it's a bunch of throwaway teams. No theme, no like. I feel like they need like an Uso team, a New Day team.
Yeah.
Street Profits type of team. Even like Viking Warriors. For all I care, they have Sarah Rowe and like Havok the Death Machine coming.
Well, they had something pretty good with Shotzi and Athena, a.k.a. Ember Moon. They had something.
Then they fuck it up and they try to do
Shotzi. Took away her tank, goddamn.
Took away her tank. And then they should put it on Shotzi and Nox.
Oh,
which is kind of a random mix. It was very random. I'm not saying Tegan Nox was like terrible or anything. It was just a weird pairing.
Yeah.
But also Nikki Cross.
But they didn't even get a chance
for that
to work.
Yeah. They had Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross work. So it's like.
True. Ray Ripley and Nikki Cross kind of worked a little bit.
So it's like random ones. We need established tag teams.
Yeah.
Women tag teams.
Yeah.
Like themed. Like with like gimmicks, with actual tag team, true tag team moves, not like separate finishers.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? Or not even like a finisher combo, like what if they had like Sasha Banks do her finisher and then
yeah, Bayley the way we do her, yeah,
yeah, like an actual true,
like you need two people to do this move,
like yeah, a true,
like a 3D,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So, and I don't think any pro wrestling company is
have
doing
that. A tag have, team like a women's one.
I know Impact kind of has it with Havoc and what's that girl's name? Makeup, I forgot. Oh God. Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy. But no one watches Impact, so. But like AEW doesn't have women's tag teams. Maybe they're starting with the baddies. I don't know, but they don't.
No, I don't see them doing a women's tag team.
No, no. Everyone has their own. Yeah, I think everyone's yeah. individuality. There's yeah. no. That's the problem. If you want a tag team, you obviously have to have a good team,
yeah.
chemistry, gimmick, everything, yeah. and with
yeah, there's none.
Yeah. So I want some women tag teams.
Yeah, women tag teams. Damn it, let's do it.
I want women 3Ds.
Whoa.
Women. Oh no. We can't do Hardy Boy women.
No, we no. can't. Oh, I mean, yes, you can.
Oh no,
there is Hardy Boy women. Yes. You could do that
for Pride Month. Yes, we should have.
You could do that.
Yes,
but let's get into some last call here. Last call with us. Basically, I mean, we kind of touched about it a little bit earlier. Was that you know, Samoa Joe is gonna be Sweet Tooth in Twisted Metal.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun. And real quick.
Well, it's physical form. Will Arnett will do his voice.
Which I think is weird, man. Will Arnett's voice as, I think that's just.
Are you imagining like Lego Batman
as
Sweet Tooth?
I see Lego Batman and I see him as in the Ninja Turtles character. What's that guy? Vern? Yeah, yeah. So that's what I don't know. We'll see. You know, this is no surprise. Io Shirai was out for injury. She's still injured.
Well, I don't even know what the injury was.
I actually, it's undisclosed, so they're not saying what injury it is. Oh. Maybe broken heart from Evil?
Oh.
Who knows? Was going to say, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And be honest.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
No.
Coming back to...
No. No.
Why is that a thing? I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? I don't even like it, to be honest.
No, what he's gonna do?
Well, he has a match.
Wait,
he has actually. This is supposed to be. It's advertised as his last match. It's with I think it has to do with something with the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay.
And like he's gonna be teaming with somebody else.
Oh God.
I know. It just has. It has just blood transfusion all over it.
Do you hear that?
Osteoporosis all over it.
Yeah, do you hear that? It's the sound of cracking hips.
Ooh.
Oh. No, that's
crickets. Sorry about that.
Yes. We don't have sounds of cracks.
We don't have sounds of cracks. We're going to say, apparently, right now, they're saying Bryan Daniels is injured right now. Bryan Danielson is injured.
Yeah, I saw that in the news.
Was that due to his leg getting caught in the ramp, or was it something else?
That was pretty bad when
yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, it was bad.
It looked pretty bad, so I'm pretty sure that could be it, but it could be also work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Nowadays, it's kind of weird because you can see pictures of him walking around fine, no boot, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, not sure, but if he's injured, I hope he's better because that. What's it? Blackpool Club?
Oh, the Black Combat Pool, right?
BCC.
Blackpool Combat?
Or Blackpool
Combat the Club. Pool.
So BCC, yeah, Black Combat Pool, yeah, that. Yeah.
That group that he's in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just trying to refrain from saying the other words, like saying an extra B instead of an extra C.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
cock, yeah. Is that what it is?
Okay. Now this episode is going on Pornhub. BC, yeah.
Got you.
I said it.
Big, okay.
But yeah, that's an interesting group too.
It is. Now, let me ask you before. Hold on. So because he said that he's unable to fly, so due to he's injured, which was like surprise to some of the people. So it's kind of funny because Scorpio Sky is also dealing with a strained muscle in his knee, so. Mm-hmm. It's weird that like Forbidden Door is like around the corner, and like some of these wrestlers are dropping by flies.
Yeah.
So we might get Okada versus Darby Allin. So who knows?
That would be interesting.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
That would be very interesting.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Yeah. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
A lot of wrestling weddings this year, by the way.
Oh, Alexa Bliss, Ryan Cabrera, which is great, basically an MTV Sweet 16 episode.
Yeah, it was a Sweet 16 with a 90s theme.
She had she had Avril Lavigne. Right, shout out to Avril Lavigne. She's looking fine.
I was looking at random photos of this because I'm like, they had Avril Lavigne was there.
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was there.
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, obviously.
What?
Well, because he's married to Freddie Prinze.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Seth Green.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that.
A Bowling for Soup. Remember that band?
No. What song did they sing?
1985. It's like, shoot.
Bowling for Fruit.
Bowling for Soup.
Oh, Bowling for Soup.
Bowling for Soup. Two Thirds.
This song right here?
Yeah. And that's all you're going to play.
Yeah.
Two Thirds of NSYNC.
Yeah, and they actually did a couple of their songs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They actually did a couple of their songs.
Yeah, and then, there was Avril Lavigne was there. It was what the heck?
Yeah, Avril Lavigne was the...
It was the 90s. It's your 90s party of your dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
It is definitely Sweet 16-ish. Was it Carmella?
Carmella and Corey Graves had theirs.
Had their wedding.
Andrade and Charlotte Flair just had theirs.
And then...
oh, my God. You gonna talk about Sammy Guevara? Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti?
Yeah, they're getting married.
Supposedly, there's people I see talking about how Ty Conti doesn't look happy about getting married. I don't know. I mean,
she looks happy.
She looks happy to me. You know,
there's a lot of the posts where they said the ring that Sammy gave him looked exactly the same as the other ring.
Yes, the one he gave to Pam.
Pam, yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't think so, but that
oh my
would be
God.
So
I feel
bogus.
So bad.
I would feel so bad if that was the case.
Shout out to Pam.
That'd be
shout
terrible.
Out to Pam, man.
That'd be terrible if that's the case, but no.
Yeah, shout out to Pam. I hope she's doing all right.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone's happy about it.
Right.
God, but that was another wedding.
None I could think of in the top of my head.
Oh, maybe it was some smaller wrestling, a smaller wrestler.
Well, are you talking about the marriage between Tamina and
Tozawa?
Tozawa? Because, man, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of happy, but.
They seem happy.
They seem happy.
They seem very, very happy.
Yeah, so, pretty much, that's the show. We just kind of want to do something short and sweet. I do want to send a shout out to Wendy Chu.
Yeah.
Man, for that match. I thought that match was great. You know, she showed out with the Mandy Rose, that jumpsuit. That
jumpsuit.
Man. And her theme is a banger, man. You ever you know her theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to pull it. Let me play it one time. Let me play it one time here.
Shout out to the
Asians. As we get out of here.
She represented the Asian community.
She represented the Asian community. Great.
Definitely not Joaquin. Was it Joaquin
Wilde? Joaquin Wilde? He's trying. Kayden Carter.
Kayden Carter did okay.
Wheeler Yuta?
No. Speaking of Kayden Carter, Casey Catanzaro, her name change.
Oh, to Katana.
Katana Chance. Why she got to be Asian?
She wants to be Asian so hard.
She does.
She wants to be Asian so hard, it's not even funny.
Katana?
Now, if she has a rice cooker in her house, I'll give her a pass.
Katana? She must be
If she has a rice cooker in her house, I'll give her a pass. But Hell in a Cell, you want to do early predictions or...
Yeah, we could go ahead.
Real quick.
I don't remember the lineup other than, let's see here.
Now, let me tell you. We got Ali and Austin Theory.
In Chicago. Oh, that'd be... Hopefully.
Remember, they don't really win in their hometown, so Austin Theory.
Yeah, but you gotta give love to Ali.
Oh, but Ali's gonna have it. That might be the show stealer right there. We got the triple threat, right, for the women's title. Belair gets that.
Madcap Moss and Happy.
Oh my gosh. That's the one I'm gonna be making coffee at.
Coffee, eating a pizza.
Kevin Owens and Ezekiel. I ain't gonna lie, it's entertaining. You know what I'm saying? But we all know Kevin Owens is going to do, he's going to win.
Is Alpha Academy going to be involved in this match?
You never know. Maybe. But I'm going to say no.
Is Damian Sandow going to pretend to be Elias in a video?
I can see that happening, but assuming, no, I doubt it.
Assuming he'll come in, that'll be fine.
I was going to say, then you have the main event. I guess it's going to be main event. Cody and Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you got there? They got to be hard for you because I know you like both.
I love both. I feel like they're going to push. SummerSlam's coming soon, right?
Yeah.
So they have to push Cody.
No, Money in the Bank is the next one.
If I would do storylines, I would probably push Cody Rhodes to have a match with Roman Reigns in SummerSlam. That means Seth Rollins will try to.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
It could be an Austin Theory, yeah. It could be my Austin Theory. If I booked it, if I would book it, because if I have Cody Rhodes win 3 matches in a row with Seth Rollins, that gives him a shot at the title.
Okay.
I feel like that would give him a shot at the title. And that would be a good title match.
A shot at the title or Money in the Bank winner?
That's the thing. That won't be interchangeable.
There's no rules? What, for the Money in the Bank? If you win,
there's rumor,
you get the title shot at SummerSlam? Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's the rumor they're planning on.
Let me see this.
I remember reading about they're restricting the rules of like cashing it at any time, any place kind of deal.
Let me look at this.
And I don't know how they're going to do it that way. If it's like a guaranteed contract, but you only cash it in at a certain pay-per-views or certain. I heard then one of the other rumors was it was an automatic WrestleMania match, which was kind of weird.
I know what you're saying now. Okay.
It defeats the purpose of Royal Rumble then, you know?
Yeah.
So I know they're trying to restrict the usage of it.
I think I know what you're saying. Yeah, they're trying to restrict how it's being cashed in.
Yeah. Like, you can't cash it in the middle of a match kind of deal anymore or something like that. I don't know.
It's very, very vague.
Yeah.
So I thought whoever wins the briefcase basically gets a title shot.
Yeah.
At Survivor Series. SummerSlam.
So that's Money in the Bank is going to be the SummerSlam.
It's like the Royal Rumble. Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But
here's it. It said that were like Cody Rhodes heard him saying that the winner of the briefcase could win a chance to main event WrestleMania. Yeah, so it could be a chance to main event WrestleMania.
But that kind of
cancels out why would you do the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Especially now since they unify the titles.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I guess we'll find out more up until Money in the Bank.
Probably.
And
then we'll bitch about it then here.
well, I don't know about bitch about it. We'll definitely, get y'all on, get y'all on them changing the arenas for Money in the Bank, which, I understand maybe they had some issues with it, but to be honest, like, I like the United Center. I think it's cool. I think it's dope. But I think the Allstate Arena is a much better place for wrestling. Mm. What would you say?
The acoustics in Allstate Arena is pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
United Center's view is going to be really tricky because I love the United Center watching games and all this stuff. It's just the way it slopes up. Like you can't really have a good view down.
And the thing is, when you have, let's say you have the cheap tickets at Allstate Arena.
Yeah.
Like, it's still not a bad view.
No, it's not.
Like, because we've sat everywhere in Allstate Arena. We sat in the cheap seats. We sat at the lower level. Mm-hmm. The only thing we haven't done is on the floor.
I've got close.
The floor. By the barricade. Yeah. But, we've got close enough to the floor part.
Yeah.
But, we sat everywhere. And to me, to be honest, it's not that bad of a view.
Yeah.
You know?
That big screen TV out top really helps, too. Yeah. So. And the concessions are a lot better, I think, in Allstate, obviously.
The bathrooms.
Oh, the bathrooms
are a lot better. In Allstate. A lot cleaner. A lot cleaner.
Yeah, it's
awesome. There's always someone there cleaning it. Dude, United Center? Oh, my God. You don't want to, touch anything.
blacklight everything.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh, dude, you just don't want to drink just so you don't have to, like, use the bathroom.
Yes, if you blacklight everything, it's going to shine up.
Black. And then the food, I don't know about you, man, but how do you feel about the food in the United Center?
Oh, it has good food. You have to go to, like, the certain floors.
Well, you got to go to, yeah, you have to go to that, where that restaurant is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that bar. Like,
the first floor.
The food over there is good.
Yeah, there's the first floor area that has really good food, and then the third floor has... I feel like as you progressively go up,
they make you feel like shitty. Yeah. Like they make you feel like you have cheap sick tickets. You're gonna have cheap food.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and all the good food's in the first floor.
Yeah, but to be honest though, like every time I go to a Bulls game, we always eat before because always so much better things to eat around that area.
And then we eat afterwards anyway.
And then we eat, and then we do the usual Chinatown afterwards.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I was gonna say that's why I think Allstate is a little bit more better. Because there's, like, a lot more Gene Juice is right there. Mm-hmm. Superdog is right there. There's a lot more better places to eat around there.
Yeah, so. But if we go to, like, United Center and Malcolm X College, in that case, if we go to Warrior Wrestling, we still got...
Oh, there's still going to be good food outside of the... Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, for sure. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's our show. You know, you got anything else you want to say before we bounce out of here?
No, not really. Nothing. I got nothing to plug. So, shout out to everyone. But check us out on video soon. We probably
post gonna try to post this video up. I don't know how it's gonna go, but we're gonna try to post this video up.
Yeah.
Right. Because we got a 3-camera setup. We're just trying it out.
Yeah.
You know, since it was available, we decided to try it out. And I also want to put a shout out for my brother, Justin, from South Carolina. My bro, Jalen on the Beat. He just released his EP on Apple Music.
Nice.
I think you can find it on all the Apple, I think all the music streamings. You know, let me play a little bit of them right now. This is Retro Games as we roll out of here. You can find him on Jalen on the Beat. Hit him up for any beats that you guys might need. His Twitter handle is also the same thing as well. Hit him up at Hill Tactics. Yo, so Garn, I think we out of here, man.
Yeah, so all the other podcasts, stop bitching about us not making episodes. This is a new episode. Stop bitching.
Yo, we out of here. Shout out to everybody, yo. Mark some mics, smacking it raw. Katie, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else, Vince, Cafeteria, if you know, you know, Young Kings. We out of here.
We out of here. Peace.